Functional language. Useful language for successful communication.
Directions. Lenny has just arrived in London. He's a bit lost, and so he decides to ask a passerby for directions.
Excuse me. I'm trying to find a pub called the Cock and Bull. Could you point me in the right direction?
Ah, the Cock and Bull. I know it well. Excellent pub.
Oh, great. I'm new to the city, and I'm supposed to meet a friend there, but I haven't got a clue where I am.
Right. Well, go straight ahead. Then take the third road on your left. That's Queen Street. Follow it until you pass a school and there... No, hang on. That's not right.
Well, I can ask someone else if you're not sure.
No. I know London like the back of my hand. OK, ignore everything I just said. From here, you want to get onto Charles Street, which is parallel to this street. Then walk east about 500 metres until you see an old church. Turn right at the church and... Wait a minute.
I've got a map here.
I don't need a map. I've lived here all my life. And the Cock and Bull isn't far. Excellent pub, by the way. They do a fantastic steak and kidney pie. Or was it steak and mushroom? Anyway, go about 400 metres that way, and when you get to a roundabout, hang a left. Walk for another 2 minutes, and you'll see a bank on the opposite side of the road. The pub is just next to the bank. You can't miss it.
Great, thank you.
Oh, no, hold on. That's where the pub used to be. It moved 15 years ago.
Maybe I should ask someone else.
No. I'm your man. I practically live at the Bear and Bull.
You mean the Cock and Bull?
No, the Bear and Bull.
I'm trying to get to the Cock and Bull.
The Cock and Bull? Oh, no idea. Never heard of it. Goodbye.